Today's Amud is Tainis Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. We're holding on Yud Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom, Amar Rav Yehuda. So it says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Chiya, continuing to discuss some halachas about traveling. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Chiya, HaMahalich V'Derech, a person who's traveling on the road, Al Yoichal Yoiser Mishnei Ravoin, he should be careful not to eat too much food, not to eat more food than he would eat during a famine. He should make sure not to eat too much. My taimo, what's the reason for this? Says the Gemara two reasons. Hacha targimu, here in Bavel they explained, mishum mayano, because it's not good for digestion. If a person eats too much while he's traveling, so it's not good for his digestion. But Marava Amri, in Eretz Yisrael, they gave a different shot, mishum mizoine, because if he eats all of his food now, he might not have more food for later. He's going to be hungry later. He's traveling on the road, so he's not going to be by the stores. And if so, you should portion this food properly, and you shouldn't eat too much food. So either way, it's a practical etzah, that a person who's traveling shouldn't eat too much. One pshat is because of digestion, the other pshat is pshat out having food for later. May be nayu, what would be a nafkamina between the two? Ike be nayu, the yasiv ba'arba. One nafkamina would be if he's sitting in a boat. So even though technically he's traveling, and he might not be by different stores, but he's not moving around, he's not walking, he's on a boat, and that's not going to affect his digestion. In which case, if you go with the reason of Bavel, that's because of digestion, so then he'd be allowed to eat a lot of food. Whereas if you go with the reason of Eretz Yisrael, that it's because of Hashash, of not having food for later, so then even if he's traveling on a boat, he should make sure not to eat too much. Inami, another nafkamina, the reverse nafkamina, is the ka'azo me'avna la'avana. If he's traveling from one place to another place, from one hotel to another, and there's going to be restaurants wherever he is, there's going to be shops wherever he is, a makolet wherever he is. So if you go with the reason of Eretz Yisrael, that's because of not having food for later. In this case, there's no chashash, and you can eat a lot of food, because he'll have food in his new destination as well. However, if you go with the reason of digestion, so then that's going to affect him, even if he's going to have more food later, that his digestion is still going to affect him if he eats too much food while he's walking around, while he's traveling. Says the Gemara that Rav Papa called Parsa Uparsa Achel Chada Rifta. Now Rav Papa used to eat a lot when he traveled. Every step he took, every Parsa Uparsa, he would eat another loaf of bread. He would eat another loaf of bread. Every Parsa he traveled, he would eat another loaf of bread, which is a considerable, it's a large amount of food. And it says the Gemara that Kasavar Mishum Mayana. And the reason for this is because Rav Papa held of the Bavel reason, that it's because of Mayana, of digestion. And like Rashi explains, that Rav Papa had a very strong stomach, and he wasn't nervous about his digestion, and therefore he was able to eat a lot of food while he traveled. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, another memra from Rav Yehuda, this time in the name of his Rebbe, in the name of Rav. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, they call Hamariv Atzmai B'Shnei Ra'avayin, anybody who starves himself when there's a famine, meaning he's Naisib El Chaveira, he doesn't overindulge, he makes it that he's hungry as well, just like everyone else. So he's Nitzal Mimisa Mishuna, so he's saved from having a ugly death. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Barav Padcha Mimaves. So ask the Gemara, Meira of Mibayilei. The simple pshat of the pasuk is that the pasuk is saying that Hashem will save you from hunger, that during a famine Hashem will make sure that you don't die from hunger. If so, the pasuk should say, Meira of, from hunger. What does it mean when it says Birav? Elohachi Kamar, this is what the pasuk means. Birav means Bishar, Shemariv Atzmai, Bishar, that you make yourself hungry, B'Shnei Ra'avon, during a famine, Nitzal Mimisa Mishuna, so that's what the Padcha Mimavis means, you'll be saved from an ugly death. And Amar Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish said, that Asur L'Adam L'Shamish Mitasai B'Shnei Ra'avon, that it's Asur for a person to have Tashmish Amita during a famine, during dangerous times like a famine, so it's Asur for a person to be together with his wife, Shin Emer, as the Pasuk says, Uli Yosef Yulat Shnei Banim B'Terem Tavai Shnasa Rav. It says that Yosef had his two children, he had Menashe and Ephraim, before the years of the famine. Why does the Torah specify that he had the children before the years of the famine? It must be to teach us that during the famine, he wouldn't be allowed to. You're not allowed to be together. You're not allowed to have Tashrei Shemitah during a famine, only before the famine. It's also negated to Melchama. The Ramah adds that also during Melchama, during a time of war, a person's not supposed to be together with his wife, which was very negated after October 7th. And the Paiskim dealt with it. Well, most of the Paiskim, I believe, are makel about it. But this, it's based off of this Gemara. It says the Gemara, the Tana, we learned in the Braisa, Chasuchei Banim Mishamshe Mitaseyan Bishnei Re'avayin. That even though there's an Isser for a person to be together with his wife during a famine, a person who's Chasuchei Banim, also Shiloh, what exactly is included in Chasuchei Banim, but a person who doesn't have children, or let's say he wasn't Mekayim the Mitzvah of Pru Revu, so then he's allowed to be together with his wife during years of a famine, at least until she's expecting, then he's allowed to be together because that's Letzarech the Mitzvah of Pru Revu. Says the Gemara Tan Rabbanan, we learned in the Braiso, Bizman She Yisrael Shruyin Bitzar, that at a time that Klal Yisrael is facing some sort of tzar, some sort of suffering, Upiresh Echad Mehan, and one member of the group, he's Piresh from the Tzibur, so Bain Shnei Malachi Ashare Shemalavin Loi La'adam, so the two angels that generally escort a person, and they assist him, they help him, they're gonna come, Umanichin La Yedein Al Reishai, and they place their hands on this person who is Piresh from the Tzibur, they place their hands on his head. Ba'aimrim, and they say, Pliny Zesh appears from that Sibur, so and so, who was Pirish from that Sibur, he separated himself from the group, they were Bitsar, and he wasn't Naisei Balam Chaveiroi, he went ahead and he ate his ice cream or whatever it is, he went home and he enjoyed himself, Al Yira Benechama Sibur, he's not going to get to see, he's not going to be Zaycha to see the Nechama, to see the Yeshua. And Tani Idach, we learned in another Braisa, Abizman Shat Sibur Shari Bitsar, that at the time, when the tzibur is going through a tzara, al yoimer adam, a person should not say to himself, that eilech lebeisi, I'll go to my house, v'aichol, and I'll eat some of my steak, v'ashta, and I'll drink some fine wine, v'shalom aleich nafshi, and everything's good for me, what do I have to be nice about chaveri, I'll just go home and I'll enjoy myself. If a person who does such a thing, he's not allowed to do such a thing when the tzibur is going through a tzara. V'im aisekein, and if he does such a thing, alav akas v'aimer, about such a person, the Torah says, "V'hinei sasim v'simcha haroig baker v'shachay tzayin achol baser v'shay siayin achol v'shasa ki machar namos." It's describing a person who has this attitude that I'm just going to eat, I'm going to drink, I'm going to have nice meat and drink nice wine because and I understand that I'm going to get punished for it tomorrow. I'm going to die. So that's referring to this type of person. It's referring to a person who says this type of thing when the tzibur is going through a tzara. U'maksiv basrei, and what does it say afterwards in the pasuk? It says, "V'nigla ba'aznai Hashem tzivaka yisem yichupa ravay nazeh lochem atem usun." Now Hashem Taka says, yeah, this person is going to die. I mean, he's deserving of Misa. So you see that a person is not allowed to, he's not allowed to say such a thing, that when the tzibur is going through a tzara, he can't just go ahead and indulge and enjoy himself. It says the Gemara that ad kamida is beninim. That even so, even though this person is doing the wrong thing, Lamaisa, he's considered a Beinani, he's considered an average person, because at least he has emunah in the fact, he believes the fact that he's going to die from this. He's a kimachar namus, tomorrow I'm going to die, so he understands that the Navi's words are true and he's going to die. Ava b'midas reshayim, maksiv, you know what it says about a Rasha? About a Rasha it says, Esayu ek chayayim v'nizba sheikhar, come, let's go drink some wine, let's get drunk, v'haya kezeh yoimah, and we'll do the same thing tomorrow. I mean, he doesn't say kimachar namas. He says, I'll do the same thing tomorrow and the next day. Nothing's going to happen to me. Maksiv basrei, what does it say? It says, atzadik ava v'enish samalev ki b'nei hara nasaf atzadik. That he causes also terrible things to happen. So that's already considered midas harasha. Allah, what should be a person's attitude when the tzibur is going through a tzara? Yitzar adam imat tzibur. A person should make sure to be mitzayer himself together with the tzibur. He should make sure that he's in tzar, even though he has something that he could do to enjoy himself, to get pleasure. He should make sure not to do those things. He should make sure to be in tzar together when the tzibur is going through a tzara. And where do we find a precedent to this? We find shekein matzinim b'maisha rabbeinu. We find such a midah, such a anhaga by maisha rabbeinu. Shetzir We find that when the tzibur was going through a tzara by the war with Amalek, so he also made sure to be bitzar. He made sure not to overly indulge himself. Shanemar, like the pasuk says, v'idei Moshe kfeidim. It says that Moshe's hands were getting very heavy, meaning they were getting tired. He was lifting up his hands in order to get Klal Yisrael to look up to Shemayim and Davin and focus Hashem Shemayim. So he was lifting up his hands. Eventually, his hands were getting tired. Says the pasuk, v'yikhu even v'yasimu tachtav. So they put an even and they put it underneath them, v'yeshev aleha, and they sat on it, v'chilo, and that's the end of the pasuk. Now I ask the Gemara, why did they take a stone? Did Maisha not have a nice pillow, a nice couch, to sit on it? The only thing that they could find for Maisha Rabbeinu, the only thing they could find for him to sit on was a stone? Rather, the following is what Maisha Rabbeinu said. He said to himself, he reasoned to himself, that since Klal Yisrael is going through a tzar, they're going through a tzara, they're in the Melchama, I'm also going to be with them in this tzar, and even though I could enjoy myself, I could find myself a nice pillow, I could find myself a nice couch, I'm not going to do that, I'm not going to enjoy myself, I'm going to be bitzar together with the tzibur. That's the anhaga a person's supposed to have when the tzibur is going through a tzara. And says the Gemara, v'chol mitzayer atzmei matzibur, and a person who does this, he's mitzayer himself together with the tzibur, he's zoyche v'raya b'nechmas tzibur. So he's going to see the Yeshua, he's going to see the Nechama. V'shemer yoymer adam he may be. Maybe a person's going to say, he could say, who's going to testify about me? If I go and I enjoy my steak or my fine wine in the privacy of my own house, of my own room, who's going to see it anyways? Who's going to know about it? Who's going to testify against me that I did something wrong? No one's going to know. Says the Gemara, it's not true. Avni beisa shel adam v'kayris beisa shel adam me'idibay. Whether a person is mitzayir himself or whether he's not mitzayir himself, the stones of the person's house and the beams of the person's house, they're going to testify about him. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, ki evan mikir tizak v'chafim me'etz yanena. That the stones and the beams, they themselves call out, they're gonna testify about the person. The Beis HaLevi, in Parshas Bereishis, Paragvah, Pasuk Hay, explains the deeper meaning of this Gemara is that everything a person does, even spiritual things, has a physical effect, has a hashpah on even the gashmiest things around him. When a person does certain things in his house, so that has an effect on the physical stones of his house. A person says, me, maybe, who's gonna testify against me and what I do in the privacy of my own house? The stones of the house are gonna be different. The beams of the house are going to be different based off of how you act. What you do has hashpa even on the gashmias. And says the Gemara, the Bei Rabbi Shila Amri, the Bei Rabbi Shila said that Shnei Malachi Ashares Hamalavin Loi LaAdam Hey Miiden Alav. That no, you know who's going to testify against him or about him? It's the two Malachim that always escort a person. They know what you're doing in private, in the privacy of your own house, and they're going to testify against him. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, Ki Malacha Vitzavulach. That the Malachim, they're going to say over about you. They're going to report what you did. Rabbi Chidka Aymer, he said, Nishmasa Shel Adam He Me'ida Alav. It's the neshama of a person that's going to testify about him. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Mishay Cheves Shechekecha Shemor Pischei Picha. The pasuk pshat of the pasuk means that even from your wife, you should make sure not to tell her certain secrets because she might reveal the secret. But the Gemara is darshaning that's going on the neshama, that on the neshama, which is like in a person's lap, it's inside of a person, that's going to reveal the secrets of the person, that's going to reveal the things that the person did even in private. V'yeshayimrim, and some say that it's evarav shel adam me'idim by, that it's a person's evarim, it's his limbs, they're going to be the ones that testify about the person. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, Atam Eidainu Mashem, that you're my witnesses. You're my witnesses, you, referring to the person himself, you, your Ivarim, they're going to be the witnesses. The pasuk says, in the Hemshach of the pasuk says, Kel Emuna Vein Avel, the pasuk says that Hashem is a Hashem of trustworthiness, Vein Avel, and he doesn't do any sort of injustice. Kel Emuna, so first the Gemara darshens on Kel Emuna, that Kishem Shenifraim in HaRishayim Lo'ilam Havo, just like Hashem will take retribution from the Rishayim in the future, from the bad things that they did, Afilu Al Avera Kala, even for a relatively small Avera Sha'isin that they did, Kach Nifraim in HaTzadikim Bo'ilam Hazeh, so too Hashem will take retribution from the Tzadikim in this world, Al Avera Kala Sha'isin, on the small Averas that they did. Hashem will take the retribution in this world, so that they could be Zeichet Olam Haba, but Hashem will take retribution. Ve'ein avel, and there's no injustice, that kishem, shemishalmin, schar l'tzadikim, oilam havo, afilo ha-mitzvah kala, just like Hashem, He pays the tzaddikim schar na'ilam haba even for a relatively small mitzvah that they did, sha'isin that they did. Kach mishalim in schar l'rishon ba'ilam haza afilu mitzvah kala sha'isin. So Hashem does the same thing for the rishon. Now He gives it to them in this world so that they shouldn't get na'ilam haba, but He gives them reward for any sort of even relatively small mitzvah that they did. And then the pasuk continues, tzaddik v'yashar hu, that Hashem is righteous and yashar, says the Gemara, they said that b'shas petirasei shel adam, at the time that the person is nifter, lebeis ha'ilamai, to upstairs, when a person is nifter, so kol ma'isav niftarin, or nifratin, lefanav. So all of his ma'isim, all of his deeds, are specified in front of him. And they're going to tell him, the malachim that are created from the person's ma'isim, they're going to say, kach v'kach asisa b'malkum plaini b'yoin plaini, that you did such and such an aveira, you did such and such an action in this place and on that day. V'hu aymer hein, and the person's going to say, maskim, yes, I admit, that's what I did. Va'imrim le'chatoim, and they're going to tell him sign on it. V'chaisim, and he's going to sign. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, biyad kol adam yachtim, that every person is going to sign. V'lo'oid, and not only that, el shamatzdik olav esadin, a person's even going to do tzedek adin. He's going to say to the bezdin shamayla that yes, I'm deserving of all of each and every punishment that you're giving that they're giving him, and he's going to say that he deserves it because yes, he did that aveira and he's deserving of the punishment. Va'imer lahem, like the gemara speaks out, he's going to say to them that yafa dantuni, you're judging me properly, l'kayim ashanemer, to be fulfilled that which the pasuk says, l'man titztak bidvarecha, that you're going to be tzadik with your words, meaning every person is going to do this tzedek adin. Oh, you're right.